Hi, and welcome to the Courtney Turner Podcast. I'm your host, Courtney, and I'm super passionate about moving and thinking. On this show, we are going to dive into all things health, fitness, personal development, lifestyle, and political, sociocultural. I've always been fascinated by people, and I love learning from the experiences and stories of others. This has been a treat for me, and I hope this is enjoyable and useful for you. As always, if you have any questions, comments, or any way that I can make this a better experience for you, please don't hesitate to reach out. Hello, welcome to the Courtney Turner Podcast. I am here today with Clay Clark. How are you doing today, Clay? Thank you so much for
being here. I'm excited to be here with you. I really do appreciate you blocking out time to allow me to be here with your listeners.
Likewise. So you have this book, the... Yes. And I always say that I really believe that the Great Awakening will combat the Great Reset. So I would love to hear, like, what made you think that and where do you think we're going with that?
Well, okay. I'm a big fact guy. And I know you are a big fact woman. So here we go. So if anybody out there goes to timetofreeamerica.com, okay, timetofreeamerica.com, when you click on timetofreeamerica.com, there's a button right there on the homepage. And by the way, you can download the ebook version of The Great Reawakening versus The Great Reset for free right there at timetofreeamerica.com. But you go there, and if you'll just click on the button that says learn more, you just scroll down a little bit there, and it's going to share with everybody out there the facts related to COVID-19, The Great Reset. So I'm going to try to, in 5 minutes or less, explain the whole thing, okay? COVID-19, The Great Reset stands for Certificate of Vaccination IDAI. And the plan is being hatched and launched by Klaus Schwab, the author of this book, and a little history lesson. In 1971, Klaus Schwab, per the recommendation of Henry Kissinger, began writing the plans or creating a plan to launch the World Economic Forum. And Klaus Schwab has a top advisor by the name of Yuval Noah Harari. Yuval, Y-U-V-A-L, Noah Harari. Now, Yuval Noah Harari, Klaus Schwab, you might say, I don't know who Yuval is. Yuval is he's often referred to as the prophet. He is a best-selling author. He is praised by Obama, Zuckerberg, Gates, pretty much everybody on Team Deep State. And so there's Yuval Noah Harari and Klaus Schwab. And the goal of COVID-19, the Great Reset, is to do three things. They want to put surveillance under the skin. They want to connect brains to computers. And they want to introduce this thing called dataism. And dataism is where you remove God from history. And so... And that's not me saying that. If you go on Yuval Noah Harari's website, it's Y-N Harari, H-A-R-A-R-I.com. So Y-N Harari.com. On his website, I'm reading here, it says, history began when humans invented gods and will end when humans become gods. And my final little clip here I want to weave in here is, Yuval was asked by the New York Times, they said, how will... COVID-19 forever changed the world. How does it impact the world moving forward? And he says, and I'm going to play this little clip you can find at timetofreeamerica.com. And you just go to timetofreeamerica.com and click the button that says learn more. But listen to what he says here. This is Yuval Noah Harari.
I think maybe in a couple of decades, when people look back, the thing they will remember from the COVID crisis is this is the moment when everything went digital. And if this was the moment when everything became monitored, that we agreed to be surveyed all the time, not just in authoritarian regimes, but even in democracies. And maybe most importantly at all, this was the moment when surveillance started going under the skin. Because really, we haven't seen anything yet. I think that the big process that's happening right now in the world is hacking human beings, the ability to hack humans, to understand deeply what's happening within you, what makes you go. And for that, the most important data is not what you read and who you meet and what you buy, it's what's happening inside your body. So we had these two big revolutions, the computer science revolution or the infotech revolution and the revolution in the biological sciences. And they are still separate, but they are about to merge. They are merging around, I would say, the biometric sensor.
Unbelievable. They just say it out loud. And I think that's the thing, Courtney, that people need to understand. This is actually happening.
Yeah, no, it is actually really happening. So a lot, you talk, he said dadaism, right? So a lot of people are very, very excited, particularly on the political right, a lot of patriots about Elon coming to be the savior to free speech and Twitter. And what are your thoughts on that?
Well, if we look at the COVID-19, the Great Reset, and we look at it and we say, what are the, again, I want to make sure I'm very clear. And if anybody doesn't understand what I'm saying, it's because I'm a poor communicator. Okay. So if you go to timetofreeamerica.com/revelation, you can see all this. Okay. And I put a little diagram there, but again, COVID-19 is all about three goals: surveillance under the skin using biosensors, connecting brains to computers, and introducing dataism, that's transhumanism, and removing God from history. So just so we're clear, the Great Reset agenda isn't possible without the technology of Elon Musk. So let me just give an example. If you go to timetofreeamerica.com and you click on the button that says the truth about Elon Musk, these are not allegations. This is just a fact, okay? Elon Musk invested heavily in a company called CureVac. What does CureVac do? Do they sell vacuums? No. They are a mass producer of RNA modifying nanotechnology. That's what they do. And in order for the system to work, you have to have the internet in the air everywhere, because you can't connect brains to computers via RNA modifying nanotechnology shots called vaccines unless you have the internet everywhere. And guess who's supplying the internet everywhere? Elon Musk through Starlink. And then you can't have this technology work, because it's all inspired by Satan, without CERN working properly. CERN is C-E-R-N, and CERN, the logo for CERN is 666. Folks, look it up. CERN, the logo for CERN is 666. And guess who is using his technology? Guess who's saying, hey, please use my technology? Because CERN is trying to, they have this thing called a Hadron Collider. And if you don't know what a Hadron Collider is, it's probably because you're a great person and you're probably focused on raising your kids or whatever. But a Hadron Collider is derived from the word Hades. And CERN's trying to take these particles and they accelerate them at a massive speed to collide them together to summon spirits. It's absolutely satanic. And Elon Musk's company, Boring Company, is the company that is in talks to build the biggest Hadron Collider. And then Elon Musk's girlfriend, Grimes, released a song that is called We Appreciate Power, that in 2018 prophesied COVID-19 and the transhumanism agenda. So, and then Elon Musk did an interview with Joe Rogan, and I want to make sure we hear this. He offered people eternal life during the interview. So listen to Elon Musk here, and I'm going to hit play, and folks, just bear with me for a second as I cue it up to the right section. Here we go.
But you could probably, in a situation like this, that you would be able to just, it'd be like, kind of like the Matrix. You want to speak a different language, no problem.
Right.
That's why I was downloaded the program.
Right. So how many years before you don't have to talk?
If the development continues to accelerate, then maybe like 5 years, 5 to 10 years.
That's,
you could also save state.
And save state?
Save state, like save your brain state, like a save game in a video game.
Whoa. like if you want to swap from Windows 95.
Well, to, like, yeah, you probably a little better than that, but yeah.
I think we are Windows 95 right now.
Yeah. From a future perspective, probably. But yeah, I mean, you could save state and restore that state into a biological being if you wanted to in the future. In principle, there's like nothing like from a physics standpoint that prevents us. Now you'd be a little different, but then you're also a little different when you wake up in the morning from yesterday, and you're a little different. In fact, if you say like you 5 years ago versus you today, is quite a big difference.
He just talked about saving state and then uploading your mind to essentially a cloud and then being able to download it later into a new life form. I mean, this is the kind of stuff that they are absolutely doing right now.
Yeah. So I have two questions for you about it. Why do you think that people are so trusting? It's almost like they think he's going to be a savior. And two, do you think that he is really just using this? This is just to further the plan. He's collecting all this data, AI, to further the AI transhuman agenda.
Well, the plan, and I want people to understand this. This is what people have to understand. They're not hiding their plan. And this isn't an attack to any of your listeners. I'm just telling you, this is big. This is big. And I know we're raising kids. I've got five kids. I know we're watching. Some people are raising kids. Maybe you're growing a garden right now. Maybe you're driving your car. Maybe we got a lot going on. Maybe we're heavily involved in church. We have a job. I get it. But they've actually written a book called The Great Narrative.
Yep.
And they're not hiding it. So let me just explain to you. Let me give you two clips that'll make you nauseated. Okay. So this is clip number one. This is Yuval Noah Harari in 2018 explaining how COVID-19, the great reset, will work. He's interviewed at the World Economic Forum, and they say, how does this work? How do you see the future moving? This is what he says.
A good two-way communication system, direct communication system between brains and computers, this is kind of the watershed moment. I mean, once you have a good two-way, nobody has any idea what happens after that. If you have.
Then he's doing an interview with the head of the Young Professionals Organization. This is a business organization, okay? Now, I want people to listen to this. They're asking, and I say, hey, what does the future look like? Tell us. And again, this is the guy that the World Economic Forum, Klaus Schwab, Bill Gates, Zuckerberg, and Obama, they all praise him as the prophet. This guy speaks routinely at Stanford, Harvard. He's a mainstream media all the time. He sold 40 million copies of his newest book, of his books here. I mean, he's sold 40 million copies of his books. You've got Homo Deus. You've got it's absolutely insanity. But listen to this. This is his book called Sapiens. He sold 40 million copies of his books. Listen to this man explain on a business show what he sees the future.
What does a world look like when it is dominated by super intelligent but non-conscious algorithms?
What does the world look like when it's dominated by, listen to this again, we'll back it up.
What does a world look like when it is dominated by super intelligent but non-conscious algorithms?
I mean, he openly says this information. Yep.
Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah. Insanity. So that is their plan. Yeah. It's a transhumanism agenda. And he goes as far as to say, one of the interviews he does, he talks about how the elites are building an ark that will allow them to escape from the planet. And we are left here, and you might say, no, he didn't. Listen to this. I'll cue it up so people can hear this. And this is he has these talks everywhere. If you go to YouTube right now, some of the listeners are doing a great job helping me here. They're uploading video clips of Yuval Noah Harari in the air everywhere, so you can find them via YouTube. But fantastic. This is Yuval Noah Harari openly stating the arc and the elites. And look, here he goes. Maybe play.
Will be taken over by artificial intelligence and computers. Everything from driving taxis to diagnosing diseases to even teaching, artificial intelligence will be able to do better than humans. You have a small elite that pushes things in its own interests, even if it doesn't benefit the vast majority of the population. This has happened so many times previously in history, and it's probably going to happen again. One of the biggest dangers to the planet today is this technological utopia, because probably for the elite, it will work. If bad comes to worse, then when the flood comes, the scientists will build a Noah's Ark for the elite, leaving the rest to drown, the rest of the people and then the rest of the ecosystem. But they are likely to be able to construct this technological Noah's Ark, which is probably what much of the elite is counting on. Where will the new religions emerge from? Probably not from the Middle East. If you are looking for the new Muhammad or for the new Lenin, he or she is probably...
Am I the only one who just heard him say that the elites are going to be building a ark of some kind, and that they'll be able to escape the flood, but everybody else won't be? I mean, this is... They actually say this out loud.
Yes. And now Elon is part of this crew of elites, right? He's part of that. So why? I guess my question is just that the whole idea is that we need enough people to wake up to combat this. At least that's kind of what I believe. So
that's why I do these interviews with wonderful people like you. I want people to know this before COVID-19, the Great Reset. You know, I'd already built very successful companies and things were great. I basically had gotten to a place in my life where I didn't do interviews. I told my wife I never want to do interviews again. Not because I don't like this interview, but you know, a lot of interviews, what happens is they'll have somebody on a show.
Yeah.
And then the people who will watch the show, not your listeners, but people will then they'll attack the person being interviewed because they don't like their personality, or they go, this guy is too pale, or this guy seems like he's reading a teleprompter, or he talks too fast, or he's too energetic. And all of a sudden it becomes like a personality thing. This isn't about me. This is about exposing the great reawakening versus the great reset. And that's why I'm honored to be with you and your listeners, because I know your listeners are seeking the truth.
Yeah, no, we absolutely are. So what do you think people can do to combat the Great Reset? I really like to give people a sense of hope and some empowerment. Yeah.
Well, you know, things that won't help. I mean, it doesn't help talking into a box fan and I think a lot of times people, when they get overwhelmed, there's three ways that we as humans deal with being overwhelmed. Okay. Yeah. One is we do nonsensical, non-related things. It's called denial. So you get the information and you go, what? So again, I encourage everyone to go to timetofreeamerica.com/revelation. And you can see the timeline that proves the plan. I mean, it's all laid out right there. Yeah. The models that said the 2.2 million Americans would die are false. Just a little fun fact you can find on that page real quick. timetofreeamerica.com/revelation. The CDC patented the coronavirus transmissible to humans in 2002. In 2010, the Rockefeller plan was written calling for the quarantines, curfews, lockdowns. It's all cited there, page 16 on, again, this is timetofreeamerica.com/revelation, page 16 of the Rockefeller plan. Also in 2015, the system and method for testing for COVID-19 was patented in 2015. The system and method for testing for COVID-19 was patented in 2015. It's all right there. I mean, if you want to look up HR 666 into Google, folks, look it up. Congress is working on legislation called HR 666. And HR 6666 and CDC green zones. And I mean, it's all there.
Yeah.
CDC green zones are their version of quarantine camps. So it's all right there. So denial is strategy one that most people do.
And I will just add, in 1991 was the first patent for the spike protein. So
correct.
Yeah, it's a long game. Yeah.
That's right. So again, I would just say one is denial is a strategy people go with. And it's not, it doesn't work. Okay. Second strategy we'll go with is they attack the messenger.
Yeah.
This is also a strategy that doesn't work. This is where you go, I don't like Mike Lindell. People all the time, they'll text me and go, I don't like Mike Lindell. He's a patriot. He's doing it for the money. I'm like, he actually is supplying thousands of jobs and he's fighting to expose election fraud and he has to be able to fund that. So good job, Mike Lindell. Or they'll say, I don't like Eric Trump. I feel like he's too bombastic. Or, you know, there's a lot of that kind of a personal attack. That's also not a strategy. So the strategy number three I give everyone is you want to ask God tonight, how can he use your time, treasure, and talents to serve this nation? So if you're a teacher, maybe it's just teaching the kids in the class and pulling up timetofreeamerica.com/revelation and then showing your kids in your class what's going on. If you're a pastor, maybe it's, again, going to timetofreeamerica.com/revelation and you just share with your flock, your congregation, what's going on. Maybe tonight you go to timetofreeamerica.com and you just download the ebook and you read that. Maybe it's coming out to one of our Reawaken America tour events and getting connected with other patriots. You know, right now, just a housekeeping note, we have just under 1,500 tickets left for the Virginia Reawaken America tour event. And that event, I mean, we're going to bring Eric Trump, Simone Gold, we bring Dr. Zelenko, we've had Jim Caviezel, we have, everybody that is kind of in the fight, we try to bring them to the Patriots so you can get energized. And these are people that are actually in the fight on a daily basis. And I find sometimes when you go to an event like that, you can meet people that are in the fight and you can see what they're doing to fight back. And sometimes that can give you some encouragement that you need to go, oh, okay, what can I do? Oh, okay, here's what I could do. This is something I could do. And that sometimes helps just to see other people. So again, Mel Kay, she's choosing to use her voice to share the truth. Dr. Dave Martin is filing lawsuits. Charlie Kirk, these are all people on the tour. Charlie Kirk is hosting a show about it. Donna Clement, the prophet, she's sharing the prophecies. This is Kim Clement's daughter. Owen Troyer, he has his own show, Sharing the Truth. You got General Flynn. He's basically organizing on a local level, to local school boards to fight against mask mandates and lockdowns. You've got people like Pastor Mark Burns preaching the truth from the pulpit. You've got, I mean, there's so many people. Ian Smith, the gym owner from New Jersey, he's on the tour. He just refuses to shut down his gym in New Jersey. So everybody out there, you can be a part of it. So I don't have one answer.
Sure.
Go do this. But I would just say my big idea is get the facts at timetofreeamerica.com, but mm-hmm. ask God tonight how he can use your time, treasure, and talent to save this nation. That's what I would be doing.
I love that. Thank you so much. Yeah, I think that that's great. And I do love the idea of people going to events like, you know, your tour, where, because it's so inspiring. I think a lot of times patriots feel really alone, you know, and a lot of times this denial that you talk about comes from, they don't want to seem like the crazy person. So to see that there are other people who are awake and who are fighting back, I think is, you know, there is power in numbers. So, yeah. So thank you so much for what you're doing.
Well, just we talk about numbers for a second. This is crazy. Klaus Schwab was asked, and you say, Clay, why do you have all these sound clips? This is all I do. This is all I do all day, every day, is try to save America. And I feel like the best thing I can do is to share the truth at scale. But this is Klaus Schwab.
By saving America, what you're doing is saving humanity. So I think it's, I think it really is humanity. But go on.
I hope it works. But this is Klaus Schwab explaining how many people are actually involved in the COVID-19, the Great Reset, and the World Economic Forum. Here we go.
So just to give you the range, it's now 600 highly educated people located around the world, particularly in Geneva, where our headquarters is. So that's the forum. This is a very disturbing the progress for many people. And so you just feel overwhelmed. And you develop some kind of a bunker mentality. You say, why not my little small world? And this creates a kind of tendency of egoism, maybe even nationalism, fundamentalism. You want to go back to the old world. And that's, for example, also certainly one of the reasons for the success of presidential candidate Trump in the United States, because so many people are afraid to lose the job. Mm-hmm. And I would say today we are in a global situation where we can nearly distinguish between an elite population, which will have the benefits of all this fourth industrial revolution. We have at the upper end, and we have at the lower end, the what you would call in the traditional language, the proletariat. I wrote in 1970 a book, which was called Modern Management. So it's many years ago. And in the book, my first chapter actually is focusing on what is the purpose of a company. And I developed at that time what is now called, and I probably documented it for the first time, what is now called the multi-stakeholder theory, which means that leaders business leaders should not only serve shareholders, the traditional shareholders concept, but should serve all those who have a stake in the company, which means employees, which means the government, clients, and so on. So that was the origin, and that was why I devoted my life at the end to this multi-stakeholder concept. Now, over the last 40 years, since multi-stakeholder concept has developed, like everything which is globalized, I would say we have now also a global.
I mean, he just says it. He, 1971, he talks about the plan. He says there's 600 people or less doing it. So what I would encourage everybody today is go to timetofreeamerica.com, okay? We just sold out Myrtle Beach. And for these events, I know people are going to say what they want to say online. It's fine. But I don't take any income from these events. I don't take any salary. My wife and I are currently being sued by Dominion. That's the former former head of security and strategy of Dominion, Eric Coomer, is suing the tour and myself personally for defamation. And we're doing all this not because it's a good time. In fact, a good time, she said, is this a good time? This is not a good time. The good time for me would be previous to COVID-19, I would go to work, hop in the hot tub after work, and hang out with my wife, and that was it. Now, I mean, it's every day. It's a personal attack. But God's given me the grace. He's given you the grace, everybody out there, the grace to do that which he has called you to do. So I just encourage everybody to ask God how he can use your time, your treasure, and your talents to save this nation, because God needs all of us to get involved right now. And we have to fulfill the Great Commission. And I'll leave you with this idea. Proverbs 9:10 from the Bible, it states, for the fear of the Lord, okay, is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of holy is understanding. And when people don't know the Lord and they're fearful of the threats of man and fearful of the threats, then they capitulate and they give away their God-given freedom. So everybody out there, we've got to fight back. And I'd love to see you in Virginia Beach in July. Just under 1,500 tickets are left there. And again, you can text me to request a ticket at 918-851-0102, 918-851-0102, or you can go to time2freeamerica.com and request a ticket. Or if you want to download a copy of my new book, as you mentioned, you can download the book for free. You can get the ebook, or if you want to actually purchase a book, you can get that also in the shopping cart at time2freeamerica.com.
Awesome. So in the next 3 minutes, I would love to hear if you have any thoughts on the future in terms of short-term and long-term. Where does this all lead?
Well, we're definitely going to have a supply chain problem. That's happening. So yeah. That's not me speculating that. You're going to see bare shelves. It's going to happen. Mm-hmm. So that would be a fact. And that's based upon the fertilizer costs going up dramatically. That's based off of railroad shipments that are being delayed on purpose. That's going to happen. So and that's Klaus Schwab openly says it's going to happen. The second thing is the Biden administration, the Democrats, the globalists, the whatever you want to call it, they are going to crank down on free speech in some capacity. And you're seeing that being manifest and spoken about now by the White House press secretary. Also, if you look up H.R. 6666, that's four sixes, there's legislation in the works that would actually make a pre-crime possible, where you arrest people for even having thoughts that may go against the state line. Also, you're going to see the destruction of the dollar. So if you type in St. Louis Fed Reserve currency in circulation, you can see the absolute collapse of the dollar is upon us. And so that's what's happening right now. And I know it's not probably super encouraging, but all these things were prophesied in Matthew chapter 24 from that controversial book known as the Bible, which happens to be true in a world where there is not a lot of truth.
Oh. Well, thank you. I would like to think in the end we do win. So hopefully
I don't think that we don't win.
Right.
I just would say that if asked a direct question,
yeah,
about what's happening in the near term, sure, that's what I would say. Term. Now, as far as the long term, I believe God's not done with this nation yet. But I believe that for me, and maybe just me, maybe your other listeners out there don't view the world this way, I believe it took a lot to arrest my attention, because I was so enamored or excited by many things that the world offers, like taking my kids on little trips and taking my kids over here. You get so caught up in taking your kids to this event and going to this event and getting involved in these activities that you kind of forget what the purpose is. And I know that God, the lockdowns arrested my attention and got me involved in the fight. And every time we do an event, I run into more people that say they've previously never been involved in prayerful politics or freedom based on faith. They've just never been involved in these kinds of things. And they are now waking up in droves.
Well, that's awesome. If that's the silver lining, then that's not so bad, hopefully. Right.
Well, I'm just telling people, don't be discouraged. Yeah. Know that God has a plan. I'm also saying, though, that I do believe, based upon the facts that I know and the agenda of the Great Reset that I've read in great detail and the great narrative, that we are in a spot where things are going to get worse before they get better.
Yeah. So I know you need to go. My last thing I will ask you is for the people who I kind of am a believer that it is kind of like the 30, 40, 30 split. We have kind of the 30% who are completely, seeped in, brainwashed, if you will, for lack of a better term. You've got like the 40% persuadable middle, and then the 30% who are kind of really awake and, you know, who are much more open and receptive to this information. So for the 40%, I think those are the people you want to reach, but there are a lot of people who are very resistant. What is your advice to people in these, as you said, it's hidden in plain sight, you know, it's all out there, but what is your advice in getting people to be more receptive to it?
Well, what you have to do is you have to show them the best of the worst. Okay. So I mean it. So if you go to, I'm telling you, it's 7 minutes long. Okay. Mm-hmm. So if you go to timetofreeamerica.com right now /revelation. So let's all go there. timetofreeamerica.com/revelation. Okay. I'm there. It took me about 5 seconds. I go there. There's a red button that says view the COVID-19 great reset diagram. And if you click it, there's a play button there. You play it. You say, mom, dad, cousin, neighbor, whatever. I need you to sit down for 7 minutes and watch this. And once people see it, it is mind-blowing. Every time they go, what? And so all of a sudden, they're alerted to the profundity of the moment, the urgency of the situation. And that's really what has to happen.
Yes. All right. Well, thank you so much for being here. And thank you for all the work that you're doing.
Hey, you know, and I'm not, this analogy, I just thought of this, but you know, you have a great bookshelf and a great mic, and you appear to be a very organized person. And so if I were outside going, tapping gently on the door, I'm a sales guy, let's say, trying to sell, I don't know, encyclopedias. I don't know that maybe I would get your attention. Another example is maybe I'm sending mass mailers to your home. I'm trying to convince you to come buy something at Target or some grocery store. Maybe the mass mailers don't get your attention. You know, that maybe, and maybe if I'm a billboard, you drive by on the way home, maybe that doesn't get your attention. But maybe if I go outside your front door and I get out a pot and I'm like, hey, here's the deal, COVID-19, here it comes. Get, you know, and maybe that gets your attention.
Right.
And so that's step one. Mm-hmm. And then you go, you know, and I'm not, this is just an example, but someone might say, well, geez, why did you wake me up? Why did you get my attention? I was so busy. I was going to Disney. I was watching a movie. I was watching Netflix. And then you have to say, I need to take 7 minutes of your time to show you this. And I want you to see it. And that way you can see what's going on. But right. You have to get people's attention, one, and then mm-hmm. two, you have to tell them something that actually moves.
Right. My problem is that I get, you know, a lot of people who tell me I'm totally crazy and this is just totally not possible. And this is hysterical that, you know, I hear that. And then if later, you know, down the pike, oh, you were right. Well, it would be great if, you know, you had listened at that time because we need more people to wake up. So, yeah. That's what's frustrating. Yeah.
It is frustrating, but you know what? We're in a spot where America needs everyone to get involved. And we have to also get a little bit of a thicker skin. You know, Matthew 5:10-11 says, blessed are ye who are persecuted for righteousness sake. Yeah. And I can't tell you how many attacks we've had this year. My incredible wife, I mean, you know, she's a little more sensitive. So she'll cry when someone goes online and says, Clay Clark is a patriot. When my wife's, you know, stroking a $3,000 a day legal bill, you know, she's more of like, I don't know why, I understand why people would say that. You know, it hurts her more. Right. For me, I kind of look at it as par for the course. But I just feel like God wants us all to be involved. We can't shy away from mm-hmm. controversy when the truth is on our side.
Yeah, I totally agree. Yeah, thank you.
Hey, thank you so much for allowing me to be here. And again, folks, I'd love to see you in Virginia Beach. Yeah. Timetofreeamerica.com. You can get your tickets there. Take care.